Hey, everybody, we have made it yet again. It is Friday here on Kaplan and Crew, and we are inside the 7 Mile Casino Studios. And I just want to remind everybody this weekend, you're looking for something fun to do. I'll throw a few options your way. One is 7 Mile Casino, because you're going down to a Padres game. We're just talking about minutes from downtown San Diego, and it is a great place to go. I've obviously been bragging about having been down there recently. And the Bay of Chula Vista is so beautiful. So it's like, okay, well, what does the Bay have to do with anything? Well, that's the view. You're playing poker, you're playing blackjack, you're eating in the restaurant, you're sitting at the bar, and you're looking at that amazing view of the Bay of Chula Vista. 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown San Diego. If you want to go north, I'll throw another option at you, and that's the Del Mar Racetrack, 4 o'clock Friday starting today. And we will be there this weekend. I say we, I mean, I'll be around all weekend long. So if you're out there, just shoot me a tweet or a Facebook message or an Instagram DM, whatever, and I'll be at the track. And if you want to hook up and you want to connect, high five, bro hug, whatever it is, I'll see you at Del Mar this weekend. A few other things I want to mention. Alex, I hope this weekend you and Mar are out looking for new homes. Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299. Gary Cooper can help you with anything you need related to real estate. If you're looking to buy, sell, refinance, or even get positioned to buy, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. When you get into that house, you're going to want to save money. And that's where HES Solar comes into this play. HESSolar.com. And here, make it super easy. Just email Spencer Holt, Spencer@HESSolar.com. Spencer can help you save a whole lot of money, but it's not really just about your home. He can help you there. But business owners, I've mentioned it a million times, Brigantine Restaurants, they've got a corporate headquarters, and this is where their brewery is in Miramar. They're saving $3,000 a month, $36 a year. You could save that kind of money as well. You can deploy that money into other areas of your business. HES Solar, email Spencer@HESSolar.com. Corky's Pest Control, that's another way to take care of that new house you're going to buy when Gary Cooper gets you all hooked up. 1-800-901-1102 for Corky's. But like I've been saying all week, just like Corky's television commercials say, rather than worrying about memorizing the phone number, all you have to do is Google the word Corky's. Just Google Corky's. It's that simple. You will get to Corky's Pest Control, and nobody beats Corky's prices. 1-800-901-1102, or better yet, just Google the word Corky's. It's Friday. There is a ton of shit going on. Let's get to it. Hey, great friends, what is happening? It is Friday afternoon. Oh my goodness, we have made it to Friday yet again. Here we are from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man, taking to the airwaves of 1090. So hooking up all the radio listeners, taking to the stream of YouTube, where I know we've had a very active week on the YouTube chat. And then tonight we'll finish it all off. 7 to 8 p.m. will be on television, Channel 4 San Diego, Channel 4 Santa Barbara, and Channel 118 Palos Verdes in Orange County. We welcome you back inside the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Opening thought, here goes. What the hell happened yesterday? Like, seriously, what happened yesterday? Middle of the day, I was thinking that Max Scherzer was coming to the Padres. By the latter part of the afternoon and into the early evening, it looked like Max Scherzer was not coming to the Padres and instead going to the Dodgers. And while this deal is pending, you know, in the final analysis, here's the thing you got to ask yourself as a Padres fan. Do you care how the organization spends their money? Because here's the difference between the Padres and the Dodgers. And the Padres told us this organizationally for many years. But in the last 2 years, we've stopped thinking this way. The final analysis comes down to this. They've got a ton more money than the Padres do. That's how you can take on Trevor Bauer for 3 years at $100+ million. Now you're getting zero out of him. By the way, I expect that the Dodgers are going to cut ties at some point because they went out and got Scherzer. But in getting Scherzer, you're not only taking on this year's contract, which isn't for much longer, but what the Dodgers are essentially doing is they're taking from the Nationals all the money that the Nationals owe him for years into the future. And they're saying, we'll rent the player for now and we'll pay for everything you already gave this guy into his future. Whereas I suspect the Padres were thinking to themselves, we want Scherzer now, but we don't want to pay him $15 million a year for 5 years in the future. We don't want to have him as our Bobby Bonilla. And I would say that the Dodgers are so consumed with winning and have so much more money that when they look at it from a risk reward, they're like, screw it, man. Let's go try and win another one. And if it means that we're going to be paying $75 million five, six, 7 years from now, who cares? I got to say, the fiscally responsible thing to do was what the Padres did. Although, by the way, I don't know that this is the Padres doing. I mean, Max Scherzer himself may have said, yeah, I don't know if I want to go to the Padres. I'd rather go to the Dodgers. I mean, I don't know exactly what the backroom dealings were. But also, as if it wasn't enough to get Scherzer, the former Padre, Trey Turner, who last time the Nationals were here in San Diego, hit a first pitch of the ball game home run off Joe Musgrove. I was sitting right there for it. I mean, they're getting the pitcher and probably, I'm guessing, their shortstop of the future. Yesterday was a crazy day. And if that wasn't enough, as we prepared yesterday for the NBA draft, first time I've ever cared about that, and I only cared about it for like the first four or five picks, then the Lakers go out and make this crazy move for Russell Westbrook. So yesterday turned out to be one of the craziest news days, and the Padres and the San Diego sports community kind of was in the middle of it all because the Scherzer to the Padres thing looked great early. Ken Rosenthal, oh my God, egg on your face, man. I mean, look, that's part of what it is when you're a Major League Baseball or an NFL insider and breaking news is the most critical part of your job. Ken Rosenthal of Fox told us early in the day, Padres, Scherzer, happening. Got everybody all excited. And by the end of the day, it was Jeff Passan of ESPN saying, no, Scherzer and Turner to the Dodgers. So we got a lot to get to here this afternoon. Stay with us, everybody. We're just getting rolling. Let me get some opening thoughts here from mi hermano numero uno, Grande Alejandro. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of thoughts. Big Padres fan, huge Lakers fan. He's representing the 805, Oxnard, California's favorite son, Ventura County in La Casa, swag chain on the back on the Callaway golf bag. Can't find my swag chain t-shirt. Great friends, say hola to Grande. What's up, Alex?
Well, you know, today's the big news of today is how well Mercedes performed at the Hungarian free practice, right? I mean, that's what everybody cares about today, right?
Right, little F1 talk, yeah.
We're not talking about that today?
No, I'll talk F1 if you want. Okay. I don't know anything about it, but I'll talk it.
No, I mean, listen, yesterday, I was texting a bunch of friends of mine, and I just don't know why people would not have Twitter. Like, yesterday was exactly why Twitter is what it is. On days of events, on elections, on sporting events, on deadline days, this is why you have Twitter. Like, if you literally work a 9-to-5 and you don't check the internet during those hours, which I don't know how, unless you work at Amazon, I think everybody checks the internet. But you imagine getting home, you eat dinner, you're talking to your wife, you turn ESPN on right after Kaplan and crew at 8 o'clock. You're like, oh, wow, the Dodgers got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Like, without even knowing any of the drama that happened on Twitter. Oh, wow, Russell Westbrook. That's crazy. Without knowing the Buddy Hield, the contrary reports between Shams and Woj, it is exactly why I love Twitter. And when they make us start paying for it, why I will pay for it because of days like yesterday. Like, it was fascinating to watch. And I know you guys don't care about this, but it's also transfer season in soccer, which is even crazier than what we saw yesterday. And I made the joke, there's a gentleman named that goes by the name of Fabrizio Romano. He is the Adam Schefter, Jeff Passan of soccer. And he has a saying, until he says, here we go, it's not official. And we got to learn, I think, now with baseball reporters, until they say done, it ain't done. Close is not done. We learned that yesterday. So
yeah, right. Finalizing still isn't final.
Yeah. By the way, at this moment, who knows what happens later? Still not final. Like, the last report I saw from Jeff Passan, I don't know if you, I mean, listen, it's all going to change by the time this airs, but whatever. I'll just bring it up anyways because it's still ongoing. I'm trying to find it real quick. from John
Hayman. By the way, yeah, Dodgers. Go ahead, real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Scherzer, Turner, mega blockbuster isn't quite done. Details remain to be worked out. Padres are standing by in case.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if today, I know, but could you imagine if today this all flip-flops again, you know, and the Padres wind up somehow, some way coming out with Scherzer? I mean, wouldn't that be just crazy? I mean, it's probably not likely to happen at this stage of the game. I think a lot of this really does come down to, look, we don't know what Scherzer's thinking. Scherzer might be thinking to himself, look, you put me in that starting rotation with Bueller and with Kershaw and with Urias, you put me in the Dodgers rotation. I mean, we're going to go win another World Series. Maybe that's what he's thinking. Whereas if he might be thinking, hey, if you put me in the Padres rotation, I strengthen the Padres, but it's not as likely. So that could be his thought. On the other hand, it could have been the Padres thinking, we're not going to take on, because for anybody who doesn't know, we talked about this the other day. Scherzer's contract, he's got this, he has deferred money. So I think it's like year 2024 to 2029. Don't quote me exactly in those years, but I think for, it's 2024 to 2028?
It's 22 to 28.
Okay, so from 22 to 28, he's owed, I think, $15 million a year. And I think it's like $75 million. And so he deferred the money. Well, that's the Nationals' responsibility. But if the Dodgers are willing to take that money on, you know, that sweetens the deal. If the Padres are saying, no, we don't want to have to take that on, that's on you, Washington. You got, maybe that's where this thing gets held up. At least that's just my thought. But, man, yesterday was crazy. Crazy when it came to it baseball. Awesome. It was awesome. And by the way, you mentioned Twitter. I'll say something about Twitter. Twitter is what I thought many years ago Facebook was. I would say on the radio, Facebook is the greatest communication tool ever invented. And Twitter has actually overtaken it as what I think is the greatest communication tool, because this is where news happens. It's the fastest form. Going to ESPN, going to CNN, going to CNBC, going to any television channel, you're wasting time. Things happen a whole lot faster on Twitter. I'm with you, Alex. I love it too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex's opening comments are about what happened in baseball. I'll make a bet here that Browner might be thinking the other direction. We'll find out in just 1 second. Here he is, 6'7" tall, twisted steel, sex appeal, big sacks, Big Macs. The hot take machine, and a man known internationally to the ladies as the Brown Saw. This brother brings a street cred from what used to be known as the 7 Mile Casino Podcast Shed, but he's moved indoors to the air conditioning of the brand new Kaplan and Crew HQ in Sereno Valley, repping the south side of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Brown, JB, the Brown Man, John Browner, in the house. Brown?
Oh, I so desperately just want to drop bombs on people today. I got so many people I want to hammer. So many people. But I know we're going to get to the other stuff, so I want to talk about the thing I know we're not going to talk about. ESPN, I love you. I really do. Like, I love you more than some family members. You got to get Kendrick Perkins off my television. Please, 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 please. He is terrible. I get it when he's on like these shows, like providing you like content. I get that part. I really do. I understand. And sometimes he's good. Like on The Jump, he's good. Richard Jefferson, the back and forth with Rachel Nichols. Yeah, all that's good. I don't have a problem with any of that. That's his wheelhouse. When you put him on the NBA draft, you got to understand, people who watch the draft taking a lot of basketball. So they like knowledgeable comments from people who actually watch these kids play. Okay? He doesn't. So if you're going to put him up there, at least give him ammunition, unless he doesn't read it, because he was terrible last night. He didn't watch any of these guys. He literally said, I'm dead serious, about the sixth pick, Josh Giddey, the kid from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, their head coach used to head coach for the Spurs. And you know the Spurs always taking them foreign players. And that was his comment on the pick.
What did he say?
That the head coach was in the Spurs organization, and you know the Spurs system, they love drafting foreign players. That was his comment on the number 6 pick in the NBA draft. That's not analyst. That is, I don't need that. Like he said Cade Cunningham was as good as LeBron James. It made no sense. None of it made no sense. They looked at, when he said that, everyone up there looked at him and was like, we're in for a long night. Like, it made no sense. It made no sense. Like, I get it. Again, I love what ESPN does. I love the ex-players that they put on. But you can't do that. You can't. Like, he not built for that, okay? He not built for that. You asking a stand-up comic to do a dramatic interpretation of Shakespeare. Like, that's not it, bro. That's not it. So y'all on the hit list today. Everything else I'm going to get to, I'm mad about a lot of stuff today. But I know we're not going to talk about that later. So I had to tell him that.
Is it like, you know how in the NCAA tournament they put Chuck?
Yes.
Like, why do they do that?
But worse, dog. Charles Barkley's funny. And Charles Barkley has a way about him that's entertaining. Kendrick Perkins is not that to me. He not. I don't see why people like
him. Of all of the former NBA players that can be on ESPN to cover basketball, Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson?
Richard Jefferson.
Jay Williams?
Richard Jefferson. Now, him I also don't get. Richard Jefferson, I understand. He was a multiple-time All-Star. He was a 20-point average. And
he's super well-spoken.
Yes.
Like, I get that. But, like, Kendrick Perkins.
No idea. I don't know what garbage can they found him in, but they keep throwing him on television.
I don't know if he's good or bad. Just by terrible. Name. Just
he's
by name.
Terrible.
He played for the Celtics, so I hate him. So whatever.
Well, I think by name, I understand what you're saying, Alex. Like Kendrick Perkins, if you think about NBA players, former NBA players that go on to become media members, Charles Barkley was an All-Star, an MVP, played in the finals. You know, I mean,
and
he
is the gold standard of post
Hall of Famer
career. Yes,
yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, right? So you understand Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal. You know, even though you can't understand anything he says, you're like,
you don't know, like, Chuck. What? You didn't win. You don't know, yeah. Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, you want me to roll around on the ground and beat you up again?
I mean, that look. Shaq's funny, and he's a Hall of Famer, and he was a great player, and he was a multi-time champion, and he was a big brand.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Perkins, when I saw him for the first time on TV, I thought to myself,
who?
No, first I thought, of course, the first thing I thought, 50-year-old white guy, is that James Harden? That was the first thing I thought.
Damn, is James get that fat?
He did at one point.
Damn, dude. That's Houston James Harden.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just the beard. But what the first time I remember thinking to myself, I need to look him up. Like, where did he play? Who did he play for? You know, and then I found like pictures of him playing for Oklahoma City where he didn't have a beard. So it looked like a completely different guy. Yeah. I think that what ESPN likes about certain guys is you get a guy who was not Barkley or Shaq. You're not paying somebody that kind of money. Because when you think about their NBA analysts, like Kendrick Perkins is a guy who probably is stoked to have the platform of ESPN.
True.
He'll work like a dog, meaning he'll go on First Take. He'll battle back and forth with Stephen A. You know, he'll do the jump. He'll just be a guy across all their NBA talk. Richard Jefferson, good looking, accomplished, respected, et cetera, et cetera. But again, not high priced talent like you're talking about with Shaq and Charles. Tim Legler. I mean, every time I see Tim Legler, I'm like, either somebody needs to redo his makeup. By the way, I'm no beauty queen and I know my lighting sucks and I look like Casper the Ghost. I get it. But every time I see Tim Legler, I'm like, did he just get out of an MMA fight? Because, like, he just looks all puffy. You know what I mean? It's as if they have guys who have credentials, but they don't have star quality.
I think that's what surprises me, is because if you want people to tune in, I think a big reason, like Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson could really have the same, I don't know, they could really have the same dynamic as Shaq and Chuck, but they wouldn't get as many viewers because they're not Shaq and Chuck. You know, like that. Even TNT's backups are better than Perkins. Like when you get Dwayne Wade and Draymond Green and Candace Parker. Like those are legitimate NBA stars.
You know what's funny that you said about Tim Legler? Tim Legler is an ugly man. But
I didn't say he was ugly. I said his face looks puffy.
I did.
And it's either his makeup or his swelling or I don't know what it is. Maybe his lighting sucks like mine does.
He's an ugly man. But he's knowledgeable. He can break down a play. He can show you sets. He can show you why something worked, why something didn't work. Kendrick Perkins can't do that. Like he can't do it.
Was Woj on the set?
No. Woj had his own section.
Because you know how like in the NFL draft, they'll put like Schefter in there. Who's not an analyst? He's just there to say whatever's coming up.
By the way, nobody was watching the NBA draft. Just so you know, Browner. Like for all this talk about Kendrick Perkins,
that's what I'm saying.
Nobody was watching last night. Nobody.
That's my whole point. That's what I started this with. The people who were watching it love the sport of basketball and they're super into this. So for you to give your 100% community that guy, you did us a disservice last night.
I watched a tiny bit of the draft. And the NBA, when a player, Isaiah Jackson, gets drafted by the Lakers, we know he's not going to the Lakers. You know where he's going. Don't make him wear a Laker hat. It's so confusing. Like, and then Adam Silver's up there like, with the number 22 pick via the Wizards to Indiana, the Lakers, just say who is going to pick the kid and give him the hat. Confusing.
The first pick in the draft yesterday, early in the morning, Detroit came out and said, we're taking this kid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They took like the entire 10 minutes to make their pick.
Every time.
Can we get going here?
You know, that's what I understand it's a television product, but you know who you're picking. You know who you're picking.
All right, we got a lot to get to this afternoon. Hey, before we get on, I want to just mention everybody, Corky's Pest Control, 1-800-901-1102. But if you're watching any of the Olympics, you're seeing Corky's television commercials, and he's got his real technicians doing pest control as Olympic events. It's awesome. But at the end of the commercial, he's not saying, call 1-800-901-1102. Everybody knows that. But if you don't know it, if you don't have it memorized, if you don't have it in your phone, do what they're saying in the TV commercials. Just Google one word, Corky's. Just Google Corky's. It's that simple. All right, look, let's get into it. The Padres had Scherzer, then lost Scherzer to the Dodgers. We'll get there. The Lakers make a huge trade, which took away from the NBA draft yesterday. Nobody was interested. We'll get to that story coming up as well. We got a great Friday ahead for everybody. Stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios with Grande and the Brown Man. This is the Caplan and Cruz Show. Hey, great friends. What is going on a Friday afternoon? This is Caplan and Crew along with Grande and the Brown Man from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Hey, first thought real quick. This weekend, I'm not sure what you got going on. My schedule is such that I haven't been able to get out to the racetrack because, you know, we're working all day. Yesterday, the great friend Stables had a horse that was 8-1 in the morning line, went off at 2-1, finished second in the race. But this weekend, I'll be out there all weekend. I'll be out there on Saturday and Sunday at Del Mar. On Sunday, we do have a horse running. Don't bet on it. Forget it. I'm not betting on it, okay? Because every time I do, we lose. But if you're going to be out at the racetrack this weekend, find me, man. I'm telling you. Tweet me. DM me on Instagram. Somehow find me on Facebook. Whatever social media form of communication you're using, find me. I will be out there Saturday and Sunday at the Del Mar racetrack. Racing starts at 2:00, and I'll see you guys out there. Anybody coming? Browner, I think you said yesterday that you had some friends that were looking to get to Del Mar this weekend.
Yeah, my brother's going tomorrow with his family, and then I'm going on Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. I'll meet you up there. And then maybe what we'll do is we'll do what we talk about, you know, like the track, and then maybe we'll roll out to Pillbox in Solana Beach, you know?
You got that kind of energy in you, big dog?
I got to take advantage of Saturday and Sunday, man. It's like the only days off, you know, and I've lost all flexibility in my schedule. And so I'm anchored to this freaking microphone here in my studio literally all day. So, yeah, I mean, Saturday and Sunday, I am all good.
Why don't you take your access unit and do the ESPN show from the track? You don't have to say like we're brought to you by or I'm at. You could just be there.
You know, that's not a terrible idea. It's actually quite a good idea.
There's a portable unit.
It's a portable unit.
The internet's already there.
You literally, instead of plugging into your laptop like you did on that Friday show when you were there, you plug it into the access unit and do the exact same thing you do at home.
You know, it's not a bad idea. You know what? I want to hear something really funny, just by the way. So I went to Rams training camp on Wednesday for ESPN, and the producer of the ESPN show sends me a text and he goes, "Hey, bring your Comrex just in case," which my Comrex, just for those of you that are watching on YouTube or you're watching on TV, it's this unit right here. And it really, all it does is it's through the Ethernet cable. It goes from this piece of hardware into my, what do you call the
modem.
router. And it goes from here to there, and then you plug into the studio, and that's how you do radio remotely. It's no longer over like ISDN phone lines. It's all over the internet. So my producer calls me and he goes, "Bring your Comrex just in case." I go, "Hey, bro, listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. This is ESPN in Los Angeles. If you need me to bring my crappy old 1090 Comrex unit."
It's not crappy.
Okay.
It's good.
Well, it's
a little old.
Yeah.
I understand. But what I'm saying is if ESPN Los Angeles needs me to bring this, then we ain't getting on the air. I go, and I'm not undoing all this. I am not undoing any of this over here. It stays as is. I get there on Wednesday. They've got a professional engineer who's got all this bomb equipment that he designed specifically for this station and for these kinds of shows. And I actually looked at this kid and I went, "You wanted me to take my time to unpack all my crap, pack it all up, bring it up as a backup? You're out of your freaking mind, man."
What did he say?
"Sorry, man. Just, you know, just in case, you never know. You need—" I'm like, no, don't ask me to do that. You do that.
Dude, producers have a little bit of panic in them. They have a little bit of panic in them, like at all times. They're very panicky people.
Not all of them.
Yeah, most of them.
I'm speaking about me.
Yeah, Alex doesn't have any panic in him.
Yeah.
Alex is all calm all the time.
No, he got more worry in him than panic. Yeah. I would say he's got a lot of worry. He doesn't have a lot of panic.
See the reason I don't have panic is because I worry. So I knock out all the bad I knock out all the bad scenarios before we get there. And then once we get there, I have already anticipated all the bad scenarios to happen.
Alex, so you'd be a great NFL head coach because you think to yourself, "Hey, on 2nd and 2, this might happen. That might happen. Let's prepare for that." I mean, you would be completely prepared for every scenario that you might
face. You know why I've had the any sort of success I've had in my life is because I have always anticipated failure to happen before the success. Like, that's the kind of person I am. I anticipate to everything to go wrong. So I'm prepared for if things go wrong, I'm prepared for it. Like, that's the way I've lived my life. I don't know if it's a healthy way to do it, but that's the way I do it. And so far, it's okay.
All right. Well, listen, we're just getting rolling here on a Friday. And for those of you that are radio listeners, happy to have everybody along listening on the Mightier 1090. For those of you that are our YouTube viewers, Fridays, listen, today is Beer Friday, and we're going to have a twist on Beer Friday. So stick around for that. That's coming up a little bit later on. And for those of you that are television viewers on Channel 4 San Diego and Channel 4 Santa Barbara, 118 Palos Verdes in Orange County, as part of the Cox Your View Network, we're happy to have everybody along. And this weekend, if you're catching up, because I get a lot of tweets over the weekends from people that are saying, "Hey, I'm out for a walk, or I'm playing golf, or I'm driving around," I'm catching up on the show via audio podcast, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Amazon Music, wherever you get your audio podcasts, that's where you can find us. All right, fellas, listen. Yesterday was a crazy day. Middle of the day, we started to hear rumblings that the Padres were about to create a trade for Max Scherzer. And I think we would all agree, we had this whole conversation yesterday, Padres could really, really use a frontline starting pitcher. Yes, Yu Darvish was an all-star. He has definitely slowed down in the month of July. Blake Snell has not been the Blake Snell that we all anticipated that was coming to the Padres. You guys brought up yesterday, Musgrove has been maybe the most consistent, although he's been consistently solid. Okay.
Last night he was great.
Yep, last night really good. And by the way, the game last night kind of goes out the window with all the news. I mean, I don't know how many people paid attention to the Dodgers getting blasted yesterday by San Francisco, getting shut out, and the Padres winning last night. Another great crowd at Petco Park, including my 14-year-old daughter holding up a sign, "Hey, Will, will you marry me? My 14-year-old daughter takes signs. This is like her fourth game of the year, and she's trying to get Will Myers to give her some attention. You know,
can I have
and
that sign? I'm going tonight.
You want to ask Will Myers to marry you?
Yeah, why not? Maybe I'll come out on the big screen, and then I'll change Will to White Queso.
My daughter was so happy last night. She's like, Dad, we just got on the Fryer Vision. We just got on the big monitor. I'm like, awesome. These kids are loving it. I've never seen my kids who grew up Padre fans and have gone to tons of games over the year. I've never seen them want to go to more and go without me now. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, you're not going, you're working. I'm going to the game without you. So anyway, very, very cool. So the story, though, I want to hear what you guys think. Early in the day, it looked like the Padres were getting Scherzer. By the latter part of last evening, the reports had all changed. Scherzer not to the Padres, Scherzer now to the Dodgers. And as if that wasn't enough, that the Dodgers go out and get another frontline starter to go with Kershaw when he gets healthy, to go with Bueller, to go with Urias. You know, they've got a really great pitching staff already, but they had to replace Trevor Bauer. You know, because Trevor Bauer, I don't think is coming back, obviously, this year. And I suspect that the Dodgers will cut ties with him at some point.
There is his hearing got pushed back again at the request of his lawyers. So now it'll happen between August 16th and 19th, not the 6th or the 7th.
He knows it. He knows he's not playing again this year. He knows. Yeah.
So do the Dodgers.
Yes, right. Exactly. And the Dodgers, from a PR standpoint, you know, look what they're doing here. They've been able to say, okay, well, we screwed this one up.
Let's fix it.
But let's fix it. That's right. But here's the thing about the trade. Assuming it all gets finalized, it's not just Scherzer. Getting Scherzer would have been like, oh no, the Dodgers got Scherzer. Not only would they have gotten Scherzer, but they also would have kept him from the Padres or the Giants. But they not only got Scherzer, they got Trey Turner. And as far as winning another World Series this year for the Dodgers, now they've got a guy in Trey Turner that they can put at second base when they get Corey Seager back, who's expected to come back and play shortstop this weekend. And if Seager leaves via free agency, because this was the talk last year after the World Series, after he was MVP, hey, this is the last year of his deal. He's from somewhere back east. He's going to want to go back east. If they wind up losing Corey Seager, now they've got a shortstop that they control for at least the next year in Trey Turner, the former Padre, by the way. So give me some instant analysis here, fellas, on what you think transpired yesterday. Call it between the Padres, the Nationals, the Dodgers, the media, the fan bases. I mean, let me hear what you have to say.
You know, the name Max Scherzer is the sexy name. The one that I said 2 months ago, where it was a long shot. But yesterday in the show, I said, I think it's better if you go get a Berrios, if you get a Maeda, if you get like two
man,
guys.
That ain't what you was saying on the text chain, bro. You had your chest poked out. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Literally about to get there. Relax.
Good.
Pump your brakes, dog.
Good.
When Max Scherzer is on your squad, according to Ken Rosenthal, you won. Like, you got the guy. Just because I thought it was a better move to get two guys instead of one, when that one guy is on your squad, you now, like, you feel like you won the lotto. So when Padre fans and myself included, like, freaked out that we got Scherzer, yeah, I was stoked. Why would I not be? That's the guy that I wanted in the first place. So to then get that taken away from you and then given to your rival that you're trying to catch up to, and then the guy that you traded, who you drafted for and gave away for basically nothing, is also included, who's a better version of an Adam Frazier, who has power, who has stolen bases, who hits for average. And then you don't get Berrios because he goes to the Blue Jays. That's the real nut punch to me, is that you don't even get the guys that the backup. I don't even know who plan A, plan B was. You did drive up the price maybe for the Dodgers, but I still see Corey Seager on their team. I still see Gavin Lux on their team. I still see Will Smith on their team. I don't give one rat's ass about prospects. Never have, never will. So if you gave up your top one and two and whoever else from AA, don't matter. Because this year, your lineup now consists of like a ton of all-stars. We're happy about having four. Like, their entire team has been an all-star.
I mean, and they're like a Cy Young winner, MVP.
Too. Yeah, it's like the only hope that you can have. The only hope as a Padre fan that you have, because I don't think you're winning the division. I said that before the trade. I definitely say it now. You better hope that rotation doesn't get healthy. You better hope Kershaw doesn't come back healthy. You better hope whatever other injuries they have, they don't get. You hope if Bellinger gets hot, oh my goodness, dude. Like, because Bellinger's not playing well. He's been hurt all year. Mm-hmm. That is the only hope you have to catching up to the Dodgers, is if their rotation does not get healthy and Bellinger does not get hot. And Boots and Betts doesn't come back.
Dude, I gotta give the Dodgers credit. As much as I don't want to, I gotta give the Dodgers credit. They believe in winning and at winning at all costs. This is what Scott said yesterday. It doesn't matter what the price is. Give it up. They believe in that. The Padres don't. Like 100%. The Dodgers believe in winning right now at all costs. And they showed you that by what they gave away to get those two guys. I've been the person on this show all year saying the division is the goal. The division is the goal. I think they can win a division. I think they can win a division. That stopped yesterday. Literally, it stopped. When that news came out, tough guy over here was poking his chest out. See, told you we were going to get Max Scherzer. I was like, okay, well, we got him. Now let's roll. And then an hour later when I was like, wait, so what about that? I knew it was over for me, in my opinion. This is wild card or bust. And if the Giants win the division and we face the Dodgers in the wild card, now I don't like that anymore. Previously, I did. I don't now.
Let me
I really
ask you
don't
this.
Now.
You said this yesterday. I'll ask you what you think today. You said yesterday that the Padres, the way they were, this is pre all the Scherzer talk. Mm-hmm.
And Trey Turner, because I think Trey Turner is huge.
Okay, but yesterday you said the Padres as they were,
mm-hmm.
Darvish, Snell, Musgrove, Paddock, Weathers, the addition of Frazier, and the team that the Padres have right now, this is 24 hours ago, you said they had enough to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. This was yesterday. Now the Dodgers get Scherzer, the most coveted free agent or the most coveted trade bait pitcher. And they also put Turner on top of it. And the point that Alex just makes is a great one, which is they didn't give away a bunch of major league talent to get these guys. They gave away future prospects to get these guys. Again, to your point, Browner, showing their commitment to winning now. You said that the Padres yesterday had enough to win the World Series. Today, the Padres are the same, virtually, other than a relief pitcher they got from the Nationals. And the Dodgers, you have to think, are significantly improved as Seager will come back, Kershaw will come back, Betts comes back, and now you add Scherzer and Trey Turner to the mix. Do the Padres today have enough to win the World Series this season?
In my opinion, no, because you have to beat the Dodgers to do that now. And I don't think what they have, that they could do that. Because without Scherzer, I've seen them beat Kershaw. I've seen them beat all the Scherzer. Pitchers, whatever. His name doesn't matter.
Well, wait, Scherzer was the pitcher for the Nationals on the Grand Slam by Camarena.
Let's put him in a bat every time.
It's different. It's different when he puts that Dodger blue on. His swag gonna be different. His energy gonna be different. There's a famous image of him cursing out the batter, mm-hmm. like your mind, bleepity bleep bleep bleep. Let's go. That energy is going to be taking the mound. And so to answer your question, no. Because of what they picked up, I don't see them being able to overcome that in a series.
But I wonder how many people were like you in the first place. Because you think that they were red before this trade. Mm-hmm. You thought that they were World Series capable. Me and Scott
yes.
did not. So right. I'm curious how many Padre fans out there were with you in the first place, because I don't know how many there really were. I mean, I know that the Padres are good, but they're really like on track to get that 94 win total. They're not really exceeding any sort of expectations, right? Like, if you look at Vegas and if you look at what ownership said in the past, 2022 was the year that they were going for it all. That's when Clevinger comes back healthy. That's when prospects are supposed to be up and at it. So
I don't want to, you know what? I don't want to hear them talk about prospects. I don't. After what,
but I'm
after
just telling you what they said. Am I wrong here? Like,
no, you're right.
Like the ownership and front office have said 2022 is when we're going for it. And maybe they just weren't comfortable that adding Scherzer makes them a World Series team anyways.
Well, again, but just throw this one other thing into it. If they bring in Scherzer just by himself,
right,
they're a much, much better pitching staff.
Easily, but, yes.
But here's the thing. The Dodgers, the difference between the Dodgers and the Padres organizationally is the money in the bank. Meaning, we were conditioned as Padre fans for all these years to believe what the organization sold to us, which is the Dodgers television contract is, call it $1 billion, because I'm just going to use round numbers. And the Padres television contract is like $250 million. I'm not saying these are the exact numbers. I'm just trying to give you the disparity between the two. Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So if the Dodgers lose $100 million to Trevor Bauer, in theory, and if the Dodgers wind up picking up $75 million that Max Scherzer is owed because the Nationals and he decided to defer money, and even if Scherzer only plays for the Dodgers for this short period of time here in the second half of the season and winds up going somewhere else,
starts.
Yeah, and goes somewhere else. If the Dodgers win the World Series and they wind up paying Scherzer $75 million well into the future, they're willing to absorb that sort of loss. Call it $175 million between Bauer and Scherzer, in theory. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's exactly the way it will go, but if it goes that way, that Scherzer is only here for the second half of the season, and if it goes this way that Bauer never plays for the Dodgers again, and the Dodgers eat $175 million for two guys that barely played for them, but they win a World Series, they will look at that not as a loss in money, but they'll make up the money because of the winning.
And I think I'm 100% with Browner. To me, the big difference is Trey Turner.
Yes.
Because in my opinion, Scherzer is just replacing Bauer. You were going to have to beat Bauer. I think Bauer's better than Scherzer, to be honest. So I think you were going to have to beat Bauer. Now you don't. Now you have to beat Scherzer. Not easy, but I'm saying that was the swap. But adding like one of the best shortstops in the league, not, you know, maybe not Tatis level, obviously, but when you add him to an already stacked lineup and they didn't give up a Seager, they didn't give up a Muncy, a Lux, whoever, that's what makes a difference to me. It's Trey Turner.
The idea that we're going to now beat them in a 7-game series, like, that went out of the window for me. And I've been pulling for this team all year, and I just don't feel like, with the bats and the arms that they have, yes, they added one guy, but that's a huge one guy. And there's a guy who you didn't get that they did get. This 2022 stuff, I got to tell you, winning is more important now than it's ever been.
Just all right, period. Stick around, everybody. I want to talk a lot more about this, and we'll turn our attentions to the other story that was going on at the exact same time. But hold on. Hey, this weekend, reminder, Del Mar is open, and here's the good news for those of you that have not yet been to the track this summer, and I know it's only been open a couple of weeks. Open today, Friday, 4 o'clock Friday. Open Saturday and Sunday all day, 2 o'clock is the first race. But remember, you don't need reservations of any kind. You don't have to buy tickets in advance. General admission tickets are available. You can buy them when you walk up at the track. So if you are a Del Mar racing fan and you love the horses and you love the gambling, but you love the Del Margaritas and the ice cold beers and you want to have fun with all your friends, the Del Mar racetrack is open yet again this weekend, 4 o'clock Friday and all weekend long. Browner and I say we're both going to be there on Sunday. If you don't get a hold of us by Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, you'll find us. We one of us really stands out above the crowd. You understand what I'm saying?
One of us.
Yeah, when you're 6'4". So we'll be there at Del Mar this weekend. DMTC.com, Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, DMTC.com. Lots more to get to. Stick around. Hey, great friends. It is Friday afternoon, and we welcome you back inside the 7 Mile Casino studios of Kaplan and Crew, along with Grande and the Brown Man. And guys, we spent quite a bit of time talking about the Padres, the Nationals, the pending deal that didn't happen, the finalizing of the deal to the Dodgers.
Ken Rosenthal.
Ken Rosenthal, please, dude. I mean, you talk about egg all over your face, man. I mean, you're supposed to be...
Dennis Lynn, too.
Oh, really? What did Dennis Lynn report?
He quote tweeted Ken Rosenthal. Thanks. Like, he didn't confirm it. He just like like every one of us
went along with
just
it.
Went along with it, except yeah. you know he's a reporter. I'm trying to let me pull it up real quick.
By the way, did you see Kevin Acey's tweet yesterday from the Union Tribune? Kevin Acey was like, "I'm just gonna say it. We don't need Max Scherzer. We're gonna AJ's gonna get something else." Like a total cheerleader.
Yeah.
Get
so yesterday at 1:10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Rosenthal breaking. Padres close to acquiring Max Scherzer, sources tell The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And like right after that, Dennis Lynn quote tweeted. And to me, like if a local guy does it, that means they've probably spoken to someone in the front office already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he goes, the Padres did not like the prospect of possibly having to face Scherzer in a wild card game. Now they won't have to worry about it.
Oh my. Yeah. If you go, since you're looking at tweets, if you go find AC's tweet, you'll see. I mean, it's amazing to me. This is why just a couple days ago when we were talking about Eric Hosmer and the question that came to Hosmer, like, hey man, you know, you were kind of one of the first big signings of the Padres, you know, and you've been here through some really lean times. Is it upsetting to you that your name is being thrown around as trade bait, you know? And Hosmer, it's a terrible question out of you. Terrible. You do better. I got to go change my headband. And then there's everybody ass kissing from local Padres media. Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you, pal. Thanks so much for insulting one of us. We appreciate that. Boy, we're just a bunch of garbage.
They didn't insult them.
You know what, man? When you tell a reporter that it's a dumb question and you should do better, you're knocking everybody else, in my opinion. You know, who are all there just trying to do their jobs. But that's what it is. When you're in a city with only one team and you're concerned that you could at any point be told, we're not going to let you have credentials. We're not going to let you go near the players. We're not going to give you any access, et cetera, et cetera. When you have that fear because you're trying to do your job, you have no choice but to cheerlead. And I know in Kevin Acey's case from the Union Tribune, I don't know if you found it or not, Alex.
Is this from last night?
It was a tweet yesterday afternoon, last night. I don't know exactly which one you have.
I'll just say it. Who needs Max Scherzer? That one.
Right. Oh, wait, time out, because it wasn't you just saying, I'll just say it. It was AC's tweet was, please read it in its entirety.
I'll just say it. Who needs Max Scherzer? Joe Musgrove goes 7 scoreless. Minutes later, Padres officially announced Daniel Hudson deal. And they could get another starter who can spin it and is averaging 6 innings at a start before 1 p.m. tomorrow.
I mean, my goodness. I'll just say it. Who needs Max Scherzer? Because Joe Musgrove had a nice night last night. And then the next part of it is that they're going to get another pitcher who can spin it. Ooh, cool baseball terminology.
Man. You're such a hater, bro.
Oh, dude.
Because, my you know gosh.
Because the cheerleading... And it's, by the way, I don't mean to just beat up on Kevin Acey. The cheerleading is everywhere. Listen, if you picked up the LA Times today, you might actually read from a few writers, hey, guess what? You know what? The Lakers went out yesterday and like stole the headlines from the NBA draft. The move that the Lakers made to go out and get Russell Westbrook yesterday, it took down the headlines. But if you were to pick up the LA Times today, you'd read from some writers like, you know what? I understand that he's a superstar and I understand that he's a former MVP and I understand that he's a triple double machine, but guess what? There are some question marks about how he might be able to fit in with this group of guys. And at least there's a little bit of potential cynicism. But you know, everybody else is just a giant cheerleader. Oh my God. The Lakers are automatic to go back and win the finals. Alex, you're a huge Laker fan. I want to hear what you thought about the Lakers' move for Russell Westbrook, because here's my first thought. If LeBron James did not talk to Russell Westbrook and determine for himself, I want this guy, we need this guy, the way we play will all mesh, from a chemistry standpoint, he'll fit right into the locker room, he'll be a great part of the team, he'll understand his role, he'll be respectful to who I am, and that this is my team and that he's joining it. I mean, I question whether or not an established superstar can come in and just be a team role-playing guy. And And subsequently, I've seen tweets from LeBron saying, hey, me and AD, we went and visited with Russ. I mean, in other words, they had done their homework, so to speak. So I thought it was pretty healthy today to read in the LA Times. Several different columnists say, it looks great. He's a hometown kid. He's a superstar. But will it work? Versus, who needs the best pitcher available? We don't even need that guy. We don't even need him because we're already so good. We don't even need that. I'll just say it. I'll be the one who says it. So what do you think about what happened yesterday? Yes, I'm a hater. I've never been a fan. Yeah.
That is fun. That is so funny.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, heavy. Okay. First impressions, you're not going to ever hear me complain about the Lakers trading away Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Kyle Kuzma, obviously. Secondly, I don't know anything about the fit. Who knows? I really don't. I'm not going to get all basketball-y on you guys.
Oh, dude, everybody else I work with is like, you know, there's a spacing issue that really has to be. I'm like, guys, honestly, you guys all think you're former NBA players. And honestly, none of you were. I don't know anything about spacing, and I don't know anything about basketball coaching. All I wonder about is chemistry. That's all I wonder about.
Here's all I know. Last year, nobody on the team except LeBron or AD could make their own shot. Nobody. I mean, nobody. Schroeder, Kuzma, KCP, Wes Matthews, whoever else was on that team, nobody could make their own shot. This guy can. He can score whenever he wants. He has been moderately successful. Obviously doesn't have a championship. And I'm going to say this right now. He will be the top scorer in the Lakers next year. That's, I don't even think it'll be close, actually. I think it's Westbrook top scorer, AD second, LeBron third. Nobody wants to admit that LeBron James is going to be 37 this year. Nobody. I've told you guys in the playoffs, he doesn't have a fifth gear anymore. This guy is 36, going to be 37 years old. I'm honestly, I don't know about the trade yet. I don't. I really don't. I like Russell Westbrook. Oh, like the player. I think he's hilariously like sensitive on the court when it comes to fans. Obviously, we've had long discussions about that. But as far as basketball fit goes, I don't freaking know, man. Who else are you going to put on the team? Right now, They got four guys on the roster right now, and somehow Vegas thinks that they are the favorites to win the NBA title. Fill the roster out and then come back and talk to me. Yeah, they have three guys that can score, and Marc Gasol.
Wow.
All right, well, here, let's take a listen to Browner here, because I know that Browner, because here's, I'm going to tell everybody something, that yesterday Browner texted me. I was on the air in L.A., on the radio, and you know, it's just wall-to-wall calls because LA sports fans yesterday wanted to celebrate this day. Hey, we got Scherzer and Turner, and Westbrook comes home. Now the Lakers have a true big three to go toe-to-toe with Brooklyn's big three. And I'm saying to myself, listen, I understand the statistics, but I'm not certain yet about the chemistry. Don't sell me on freaking spacing, you basketball viewer, you. Okay? You, if you're Greg Popovich and you want to teach me about spacing, I'm all ears. Okay? Phil Jackson wants to teach me something about a pick and roll or a triangle, great. I'm all ears. But TV viewer who's a big fan, sorry, pal, I'm not getting into the spacing conversation. I'm more questioning Russell Westbrook has been a star. Russell Westbrook's been an MVP. Everybody knows about his prolific triple-double record. The question is, do you walk in and go, hey, LeBron, AD, you guys have won a title. This is your team. I want to win a title in my hometown with this franchise. You guys tell me, what do you need me to do as a third member of the crew? So, Browner, you tell me. The Westbrook trade. Good move, bad move, work, won't work. Break it down.
I think it's a great trade. I think of all the trade possibilities that they had, this was the best one. I think it's a home run. I love Russell Westbrook. I love how hard he plays. I think his game will translate in the regular season with the Lakers. I think this is going to be a fantastic like banner year for the Lakers with those three guys. Now, the only problem I have with this is those guys make a lot of money, like a lot of money. And if nothing, other lower level players don't like playing with Russell Westbrook. Like, he's a great teammate, like locker room, all that, like clubbing and socializing and giving teammates things. He's great at all that stuff. He's not passing the ball unless he's getting an assist. And if you're a big man, he's stealing rebounds. So I normally you see guys flock to a team like this, mid-level guys, journeymen looking to win a championship. I don't know if you're going to get that with Russell Westbrook adding to the team and an older LeBron with better options out there. But I think this was a home run. It's the best that they can do with what was out there. But I don't know in the playoffs if this is going to result in a championship. It'll be unbelievable during the regular season. It'll be fun. It'll be fast. It'll be entertaining. I don't know if this team, because again, it's got four people on it, so judge it with a grain of salt. I don't know what they're going to do to add more to this team, but as far as championship windows go, I don't know if this team has one.
Friend of mine yesterday sent me a text and he said they will win 5 championships in a row if they're all healthy.
Come on, guy.
And I said, hey, man,
LeBron
listen.
LeBron at 42?
Right, yeah, said, come on, guy.
I said, listen, I give you your credit. You're the one who told me that the Suns would go to the finals when no one thought that the Suns were going to go to the finals. I'm talking pre-playoffs. This guy was like, dude, I'm telling you, the Suns will make it to the finals. And when the Lakers were up 2-1 in that series, I was like, this series is over. He's like, nope, Suns are still going to come back and win. They're going to go to the finals. So this is my buddy Spiv. You guys know Spiv. He considers himself a super smart basketball guy. But he's telling me if they're healthy, they'll win every year. And I'm just so sure about that.
I have another fine. If we're talking about friends, he sent me a text. Liv watches the show every day. He says, hot take. I don't think LeBron wins another title with the Lakers ever again.
I don't either.
And I replied, I agree.
Yeah.
The way this team is currently constructed, you have 3 superstars and Marc Gasol.
Ugh.
How could you possibly say that you can fill in with veteran minimums, mid-levels, sign and trade for Schroeder, THT, maybe Caruso comes back? Is that a championship caliber team?
Ask yourself this question.
Yeah, actually, it is. You know what it is, Alex? It is a championship team. Excuse me, Browner. You guys are wrong. This is a championship team. LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook are a championship team in Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league.
Oh, unbeatable. Unbeatable.
Hey, actually, they can't. None of them can make 3-pointers, so I don't even know if they'd be good at that. To be honest, because like a lot of the 3-on-3, they just settle for threes.
Look at what happened to Brooklyn. When one guy got hurt, when both guys got hurt, as great as KD was against Milwaukee, that wasn't enough. So imagine if Russell Westbrook goes down or LeBron goes down. Because if LeBron goes down, this team's not going to be good. I think LeBron's the bridge between AD and Russell Westbrook. Because I don't think Russell Westbrook and AD are good together. But I think
What's his name? AD already said, like, he's going to be the starting center. He's going to start playing center.
Stop.
Call the ambulance.
A 7-foot guy is actually going to play the position he's supposed to play. You mean he's not going to stand outside and bomb away threes all
evening long?
He's
currently their best 3-point shooter.
If Anthony Davis doesn't show up 20 pounds heavier physically, all muscle, he will get hurt within a month playing center. He can't do it physically. He can't. He's going to miss so many games playing center this year. That's why
everybody was talking about, would you trade Anthony Davis for Damian Lillard?
Yes.
And I was like, all day, every day. And people are like, you're crazy. Anthony Davis is a cheat code. I go, would you stop using that ridiculous phraseology? He's a cheat code. No,
what
he's
overage
not.
Man he, told you that?
he's a freaking basketball player. And guess what? He should spend his entire offseason learning how to stop falling on the ground. No, you don't understand basketball. He's so graceful, and he actually is not going to get hurt because of the way he knows how to fall to the ground. You people are out of your minds. He's always flopping all over the ground. Stay on your feet. I'm with you, Browner. To me, I have no confidence in his future health.
Zero. This team is 100% dependent on if LeBron gets hurt or not. Because if you don't have LeBron, one, the eyeballs are going to now solely focus on Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, which means they're going to back off Westbrook three steps and AD won't have space to move. LeBron puts a feature in there that makes guys have to rotate the defense towards him. And that's what's going to make, because Alex is right. Russell Westbrook will score a lot of points. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the, this will be at this point in his career, the best thing that could have ever happened to him. Cause now he's the third person that you have to defend on a scouting report. And he's going to destroy the third person guarding him.
One thing that I personally am looking forward to, and I've said this on my podcast at Silver Screen and Roll, I've said this on this show year after year. Honestly, when the Lakers were a freaking dynasty, they didn't have a point guard that could beat anybody to the basket, and they finally got one. It's going to be so nice to be on the other end of our point guard driving it in and dunking on fools, man. That's like, I'm so excited to watch a versatile, electric, athletic, explosive point guard on the Lakers, because they've never had one, never, ever in my, like, I can't think of one. Magic Johnson, maybe
he was the last one,
and he wasn't even. He wasn't even explosive. He was just like a bigger dude. Like, this is, they have a modern NBA point guard for the first time in my life, which is going to be very exciting to watch. And I don't know who they're going to fill in here and there and here and there and here and there. All I know is that Russ can score 30 any night. LeBron can score 30, 25 every night. AD can score 30 every night. And if they can get that, if they can go, you know, 25, 25, 25 every night, fill it in, figure it out, and then you'll be okay. I don't know if they're championship okay, but, you know.
Well, I just love that, that immediately it's like they've got a big three, so they're going to be a favorite to win the championship.
Literally put them as favorites today.
Yeah. I just think to myself, who else will be on this team? And I got told, today's not a day to be discussing who else might join. Today's the day to celebrate Westbrook's arrival. I'm like, dude, you've got three guys. Like,
that's who, it.
Where are the other nine guys on the roster? Oh, yeah, four. Forgot Marcus.
Okay, here's the championship odds for the season. Lakers, 3-1. Nets, 13-4. The Warriors, because I guess Clay will be healthy, 9-1. The Bucks, 9-1. Suns, 14-1. Clippers, 16-1.
I know this is going to sound crazy by me saying this, but the Warriors are going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem next year.
It's not crazy. They were the 8th seed this year. I think Klay Thompson is that good that he makes them a contender again. And if they're healthy,
the kid's name, the center that they got last year,
James Wiseman. Thank you. You brought James Wiseman. Will be better next year. And the addition of Jonathan Kuminga, the kid who they drafted last night, I don't like him for scoring. I think this is the perfect situation he went to. He's going to be Andre Iguodala for them. Trust. All right. Watch. All
right. Hey, this is a crazy day. I'm looking forward to now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, Kawhi opting out. That'd be great. Like, nah, let's just cause havoc. Some people just want to watch the world burn. That's me.
All right. Hey, listen, before we hit this break, I do want to remind everybody, especially the business owners out there, about HES Solar. And Alex, if you can put it up on the screen, I want to give everybody the email address, because Spencer Holt is the guy that you should get a hold of. Spencer@HESSolar.com. It's Spencer@HESSolar.com. Look, if you're a business owner, aren't you trying to find ways to cut costs all the time? And if I told you that you could be just like the Brigantine family of restaurants, they have a corporate headquarters in Mira Mesa. Well, it's actually in Miramar, a little bit further east. If I told you that you could save $36,000 a year at your corporate headquarters and your brewery, wouldn't you want to save $36,000? Of course you would. So now those SDG&E bills that could have been thousands of dollars every month, they're little teeny tiny bills because Spencer Holt went there and installed a solar system. Now, it wasn't him himself actually up on the roof of the building physically doing the work, but I'm just telling you, he's the executive that dealt with the people who own the Brigantine, the Morton family, and he helped them save $36,000 a year. And by the way, there are other businesses around San Diego he's helped save even more than that on a monthly basis. So look, you're trying to save money. You're trying to think about how you can move money around to operate your business better, to grow your business. Saving money in electric bills could be a solution for you. And if that's the case, email my man, Spencer. Spencer@HESSolar.com. Spencer@HESSolar.com. All right. Guys, Beer Friday today is around the corner. For those of you that are watching on TV, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to come watch this on YouTube. For those of you that are listening on radio, you're going to probably want to come watch this on YouTube, because Beer Friday is about to take a completely different twist. No brewery, no craft beer, something totally different next. All right, everybody, it is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. And on a normal Friday, we would have Beer Friday. But we're going in a totally different direction today because Ruthie Edelson, who's the chief marketing officer at Torrey Holistics, is stopping by. So, guys, listen, I've been mentioning this weekend, maybe you want to go to 7 Mile Casino and have a good time. Maybe you want to come up to the Del Mar Racetrack this weekend and have a good time. Maybe, Browner, maybe Ruthie will meet us.
Hello.
On Sunday, she'll tell us she's got some things going on up at the racetrack with Torrey Holistics.
If she do, I got a request.
Okay, we'll throw it to her in just a couple of seconds here. But listen, we're a little different direction today. Alex is wearing his Ballast Point t-shirt. I see Browner's rocking a Ballast Point jacket. No beard today. Let's talk about what's happening at Torrey Holistics, our longtime great friends. And here's Ruthie Edelson back on the show. Hey, Ruthie, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How's your summer going so far?
Super interesting.
What does that mean?
Teenage girls at home. We've just been kicking it and having some friends over. Yeah, it's just been interesting. It's fun.
All right. Before we get too deep into what's going on down at Torrey Holistics and we talk about some products today, because usually we're tasting beers, we're doing a lot of work with the Del Mar Racetrack. We've been doing work with them for 15 years. And Browner and I will be out there on Sunday. I'll probably be out there both Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't Torrey Holistics have like a kiosk or something going on at Del Mar? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, you know, we really try to go to major events in San Diego to help educate the mainstream local community and help answer questions about cannabis. I know that there are a lot of people that are still a little bit confused about the laws, the regulations, the taxes, what does it all mean? And it helps to be on site there so we can answer questions. We take a lot of empty packaging, and then that way it is much easier to talk about products and what they look like, and then what you're looking for when you come to shop, and what does ratios mean in the milligram. I mean, there's just so much to it. Sometimes people get a little overwhelmed, and it helps to talk to someone that has some knowledge. So
if people go to the racetrack, okay, like Browner and I will be there over the weekend. Do you know, you probably do, but where is this Torrey Holistics kiosk? Where can people find it? And is it like manned or womaned like the whole time? Or is there always a representative from Torrey Holistics there so that people can talk things out?
Yeah. So we're in the Mexico Plaza. This weekend we have the brand Candescent with us, so they'll be able to answer questions as well. We are trying to have it staffed all summer long. That is the goal. So we'll be there all summer. Stop by, ask us questions, come see some of the newer products that we have. It's all empty packaging. I know that we've had a few things already taken from our table, but I promise you it's just empty packaging. Come to the store if you want something. There's a lot of free swag. There's sunglasses and chapstick and hand sanitizer, so sunscreen, all kinds of great stuff, coupons, but there's nothing like the great friends discount promo code. So definitely use that when you're ordering. But yeah, come over and talk to us. Learn some more.
Okay, let me tell everybody where we're talking about. So if you're at the racetrack and you know where the paddock is, the walking ring, the Plaza de Mexico is just a little bit to the west. So you're looking towards the ocean. There's a bridge over the top, and it's kind of like a main entryway to the track. So highly visible. There's a big like water feature in the middle of the plaza. So it's very, very easy to find. And if you have questions, you want to learn about products, you want coupons, you want cool promotional giveaways, come on by this weekend when you're at Del Mar and visit the people from Torrey Holistics who will be there on site. All right, Browner. So you say that you have some request or something then.
Oh yeah, you said if she was coming to the track, whoever I was picking the package up from yesterday, invite her.
I knew you were gonna like her brown hair.
Yes, listen, I don't know the modeling agency you have hiring your workers. They're smart and they're beautiful. That's all I'll say.
Thank you. That was me.
great hire. You got a side job in your future.
So we decided to bring social media in house. So we now have a social media coordinator in house, and that is her. I will be introducing her to everyone very soon, but I just need to be, she's very, very new and right out of college. So I am in the middle of training right now. So
oh, Browner, this is not for you, man. You know, you like the late 40s, divorcee.
This is true.
I mean, this is not for you. You know,
She was easy on the eyes, man. That's all. That's all. Very easy. Very, very nice. Very happy. Very energetic. Very bubbly.
This could be a different Browner, man. Maybe the
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, maybe
what you doing to me?
40-year-old divorcees were like fun for the hookups. Maybe he's looking for something serious. Someone to
maybe.
That's exactly, Sky. What are you doing, man?
I don't know. I mean,
do better. Do better.
Oh, right. Bad question out of you.
Do better. That's terrible question, Sky. Do better.
Do better. Do better. All right. So Ruthie Edelson is here. She's the chief marketing officer at Torrey Holistics. And Ruthie, normally on a beer Friday, we'd have a beer manufacturer. We'd have 5 or 6 beers in front of us. We'd be tasting different beers, and we'd all, kind of find what beer we might like. You have provided us today with a goodie bag from Torrey Holistics, and I have yet to even go into this bag. I thought it would be fun to have a surprise. Yeah. I have no idea what is in here.
Awesome.
Feels pretty substantive. I will just
look at that word. Woo!
Nice word, right?
Extra point. Bang, bang.
Thank you.
Using big words today.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Ruthie, that my parents were out here for 10 days. My father, who's retired, cannot sleep. I don't know what his deal is. I said to him, I go, Dad, you are retired, okay? You have worked your whole life. You have, thankfully, some financial security. Like money is not your biggest problem in life. Not that he's rich, but like, what keeps you up at night? Like, why can't you sleep? So I got him. I went down to Torrey Holistics, and the people who work there are all so knowledgeable. And I walked in. I go, listen, my dad, he's in his early 70s. Dude can't sleep. What do you got? And they gave me a product. I bought this product that was very, very good for sleeping. So I gave him these gummies. They were 10 milligram gummies. And he took one and he told me nothing happened. I said, okay. You have to dose properly, So the next night I said, take 1.5 and let's see what happens. Well, don't you know, that was it. The difference between the 10 milligrams and the 15 milligrams was the difference between not sleeping all night, tossing and turning, counting sheep versus lights out. Don't even know what happened.
Nice.
So I want to say to everybody who's watching and listening, if you have a sleep issue, Torrey Holistics has products that can help. They have representatives who can get you to the right products. And Alex, your mom,
yeah,
I know she's a school teacher, but she's going to have to get over her whole hang up about cannabis if she wants to really sleep and not use pharmaceutical products to do so.
Just let her know that there are a lot of school teachers in the closet when it comes to cannabis. A lot. They're all in the closet.
But they're using it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. I mean, they're all using it. They just don't come out and talk about it, but they're all using it.
Listen, I met Mama Padilla, okay? She got a lot of Southside Chicago people. She be open. Just get her away from Alex. I think because Alex is around, she's like, oh, my son's here. My mom's like that too, okay? Now that she's free of the charges.
What
she
charges?
No charges at all. Just mistakes,
Yeah, Scott, my mom and Browner met finally, and it somehow immediately, I have hid this from you guys. My mom's entire family is from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So like that's Browner's thing. I didn't want to take that myself. That's Browner's thing. But my mom and him immediately like Chicago, boom, connection.
People's So I'm telling you, Ruthie, if you could get Mama Padilla in the room, she might leave with a whole grocery bag.
Well, Ruthie, what do you do or say to people who have a negative stigma, an old school mentality around cannabis? And I'm not just talking about pure recreational. I'm talking about to help people with things like sleep or anxiety or things that products in the store could help them with. What do you guys do or say to educate, to get people to kind of give up on their old school hangups?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. There's tons of articles that we've written. So I would start with, you know, and what I typically do is send an email with a lot of articles and the research, things like that. So that would be one place that I would start. But if I'm at an event, you know, I would show a lot of the different products that we do carry. And it depends kind of the resistance that I receive. There are some people that they're just going to have to figure it out on their own or not. If they're somewhat open to it, then I can have a pretty good conversation with them on it. I use something every single night to sleep. I cannot sleep anymore. I can fall asleep pretty easy. I can't stay asleep. So I am definitely right now using something, and I use a variety of different things.
You know, it's amazing, Alex, your mother doesn't want to try this, but even my mother never drinks alcohol ever. Anytime we all go out, it's like, good, mom's coming. She can be the designated driver. But even my mother was willing to try something for sleeping, you know, which is way outside of her wheelhouse. So, okay, Ruthie, Tory Holistics sent us all a nice little care package, and I'm really curious to hear about the products that we're going to all take a look at there.
We all have the same thing.
I don't know. Do we all have the same?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And I have it here too. So we'll go ahead and open your bag, Scott. And
can we just do it like Scott? Let's do it like this, you know?
Yeah. Like
good. Don't even look.
Don't even look.
Know what's in it?
Already looked.
Who looked?
Me.
Oh, you looked at yours? All right. I'll pull a product out, and then Alex, you pull out the next product. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out something that feels kind of the biggest in the whole bag. And this is what I've brought out. And Ruthie, tell us what product we're looking at here.
Sure. This is Pop and Barkley, and this is their sleep chocolate.
Sleep chocolate.
Yeah.
Now that sounds counterintuitive, right? Because it's like chocolate with sugar going to maybe get you going, but.
Yeah. Nope. It's chocolate that has the cannabinoids CBD, THC, and CBN. CBN is a cannabinoid that helps stay asleep.
Ah.
So I'm trying to see if I can. So this has 4 milligrams of THC, which isn't that strong. It's a good, if you're new to cannabis, it's a good place to start. This is something you typically would want to take about an hour before falling asleep.
It says on the back of the package. Yeah, it says best for falling asleep and staying asleep.
Correct. So, so this would be great, but, I'm going to see real fast. I wanted to show a few other sleep options.
Take your time while you're doing that. Cause Ruthie's looking around while she's in her office at Tory Holistics. While you're doing that, I just want to say one thing, you know, listen, I get it. You know, some people still have a hang up about cannabis, but I'm gonna tell you a quick story really quickly about a longtime great friend. I won't say his name on the air. But he sent me
Shaquille O'Neal.
but I want to tell you this gentleman contacted me the other day. He's a retired Navy officer. He had several deployments that brought him back home, and he had a lot of PTSD issues. This gentleman told me the other day that if it wasn't for cannabis, he told me, he goes, there are 3 different strains of cannabis that he uses every single day. And by the way, this guy is ripped and in phenomenal shape. Retired military member who was dealing with PTSD issues. And he says cannabis saved his life. So look, if you've got a hang up about things, I'm just telling you that you might want to try and just get over it. And if you have a sleep issue, you're showing us this product that's called Papa and Barkley. And on the back of it, it actually tells you in terms of intoxication, this is very, very moderate. Mm-hmm. But what it's really good for is falling asleep and staying asleep. So this is the kind of product and this is the sort of information you'll get when you go into Tory Holistics.
Yeah.
All right.
So the empty packaging of the sleep is at the races since they're
empty.
So I can't show you some of the other ones, but if you are at the races today, stop by the booth, and Max is there today, and he'll be able to show you the sleep, some of the other sleep products that we carry.
Empty packages. Empty packages. You
all right, Alex, heathens. Your turn, Alex. You pick next. You pick the next product.
Oh, this is like a big one too. So let's see what this yellow packet is. Power Pack.
All right, Ruthie.
By Claiborne.
Yeah, so Claiborne is out of Riverside. Their grow is over there. This is their line. I don't know if you can see it, but they have a big line of different flower products. They have infused pre-rolls as well, eighths, half ounces. Great guys, great company.
It's cool packaging. It kind of reminds me of like Big League Chew, the chewing gum. Yeah. You know, it kind of. But what's in here? I'm feeling something. Is this?
Let's open it.
Okay, let's open it up. Let's open it up. All right, here we go. We're all opening up.
Smells good.
Sometimes, by the way, these
the packaging
is just
I know
open.
It's child proof. It is child proof.
It's adult proof sometimes too.
Grab the flap below, insert the thumb between the main zipper, pull apart. There's directions on it, and I still can't do it.
Guys like me can't.
There we go. Oh! I'll
tell you right now, the smell is unbelievable. It's so good. All right, Alex,
doesn't get it.
You've opened yours up. I can't even open mine up right now. Go ahead. Let me see what the deal is.
It is the good stuff.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
This needs to be hard to open.
Wow.
See, now, for me, okay, if I were going to buy this product, Power Pack, I'd have to have a grinder. I like to grind it up, you know?
Or just pop it in your mouth and eat it.
No, I don't think you can do that. Yeah.
No, and it comes with keef, so you can sprinkle keef.
What is that?
Which is what?
So keef is like I will butcher it. John Browner, do you want to?
Browner, let me see what you got there. Oh, there's because I'm feeling
it's a smaller package within. This is the.
So you're gonna sprinkle. It's kind of like a type of hash.
Okay. Oh, so you're gonna take the flour and then you're gonna sprinkle some of the ground hash over it. You're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
A little helper.
Okay. Okay. Is this a sativa? Is it an indica? Is it a hybrid? I'm into getting up, not getting down. You know what I'm saying?
So on the back, it will tell you what you have. I don't know if we all have the same. Mine is hybrid.
Yep. Mine is too.
Tells you what strain.
Yep. Mine is hybrid as well. All right, cool. This is great. If you're going to go to the Del Mar racetrack and you go to the Plaza de Mexico and you're around the water fountain and you see the Torrey Holistics setup, they're going to have a lot of empty packaging, but they're going to be able to show you so that when you go to the Torrey Holistics shop thereafter, products that you may already want to buy. All right, Browner, your turn. Pick something out of the goodie bag here.
Well, I'm already holding this. So.
Okay. Oh, well, that's one of my favorite things. Okay. Can I speak of this or do you want to speak of this, Ruthie?
Go for it.
All right. This is one of my favorite things. I don't like to smoke. Okay. I don't like to smoke, you know, I don't want the smoke in my lungs. I don't want the smell on my body, et cetera, et cetera. This is a brand called Buddies and it is a vape cartridge. So you're not going to have the smell. I know you see people vaping in public all the time. You know, this is, Alex has his pen right there. I really like several brands. Like you get to start to know the brands you like. I like a brand called Raw Garden. I hope you don't mind me mentioning their name, Ruthie. But I also really like this product as well. It's called Buddies. And it's a vape cartridge. And this is a hybrid. And it's called Kush Mints is the strain. And if you prefer vaping versus smoking, Buddies is a really, really good product. So Ruthie, I didn't even need you to show me and tell me about this one. This one I got all on my own right here.
Thank you. Because I am not proficient, obviously, on everything that we carry.
So Scott, we got like 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. 2 minutes. I'll pull out the last thing. We're talking to Ruthie Edelson. She is the chief marketing officer of Tori Holistics. And what is this right here?
Oh my gosh. This really excites me because I am growing right now at home and I have three outdoor plants that are so tall right now. And I'm so stoked to get buds. But these are seeds and they're off-feminized. So this is super exciting. So if you want to grow your own, these are great seeds.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
These are seeds. Okay. So, you know, I, in my backyard, can I just take these and like dig a little hole and plant them? Like, will it grow?
Well, I think you want to start by kind of, getting a seedling, like putting it in a maybe wet paper towel. Their website has great recipes, tutorials, all that. So I'd follow directions and kind of get the seed to get it sprouted first and then put it into a pot and then you can transfer it into the ground. That's how I did it. And I can't believe how beautiful and healthy my plants are right now. I'm so stoked about it. So that's how I would do it.
I went to some guy's house. I didn't know this person. I went because I was invited and he and I start chatting and he goes, "Hey, you want to see something kind of cool?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Let me show you my garden." We walk back to this guy's garden. I think we're going to see roses and cucumbers and tomatoes, whatever, right? This guy, you had to see what this guy had going on. So people do like to grow their own stuff. Yeah. And these are seeds called Victory Patch. So we've looked at seeds. We've looked at sleeping remedies. We've looked
pre-roll.
At vape cartridges. There's a pre-roll in here. There's flour. Ruthie, these are all amazing. Thank you for sharing these products with us. Everybody who's going to Del Mar this weekend, make sure you stop by and you visit Tori Holistics in the Plaza de Mexico. Yes,
before Grande. We forget, what is the promo code for August?
Ooh, good
Grande.
Question.
Yeah.
The hell no. Wait a minute.
Dude.
I don't get a code. I don't get no code.
Dude, I am going to have the best August of all time because anytime you're the promo code, you get a good month.
John,
mm-hmm.
Next month, it will be your code. So send me what you want your code to be.
Dr. Browner.
I already put it in the name here. Brown, Dr. Brownleaf, but it says BR.
Dr. Brownleaf.
Can you just make it like a little bit easier?
How about just Brown? How about just the promo code?
Brown man.
Brown man.
Brown man works.
All brown right. man. All one word, brown man.
Right. So, right.
Okay?
Starting on Sunday.
September
Grande.
1st. But Grande
on Sunday.
Yes. And then brown man, September 1st.
All right. Ruthie, it is great to see you. I hope to see you at the racetrack. Let's get Peter, your husband, and let's get him up to the track. Yeah. Bring your daughters too, by the way. They would love it. We'll take them back in the barns and show them a great time.
Yeah.
Feed the horses, carrots, the whole deal. And we're going to tell everybody to stop by the Tori Holistic setup at Del Mar. And then of course, use our promo code, which as of still today is Kaplan2021. You'll save 20% at Tori Holistics. Ruthie, have a great weekend. It is terrific to be with you.
Likewise.
All right, great friends. We are wrapping up the podcast because on radio, for those of you that watch us on YouTube, for those of you that listen on podcast, radio, it's 4 hours. We'll do 2 hours and then we'll replay 2 hours. I don't mind telling you that stuff. What we will have coming up though, guys, this is actually interesting. On August 13th, we're going to add 2 hours of programming to 1090. We're going to call it Football Friday. You can kind of figure that out, right? And I'm not going to say the names of the shows yet, but I will tell you that on Friday the 13th, we will we will introduce two brand new football shows so that we'll go from 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. And then from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. will be two different shows that are solely focused on NFL football. So that'll happen on August 13th. But until that time, that's the way we do it around here on Fridays. Boy, Ruthie just hooked us up, didn't she?
Man, mm-hmm. Big time.
That one, I couldn't open it. The one that had a bunch of flour in there.
The flour.
And then it had the...
Smelled so good.
I know.
That's I don't even good. Smoke
These
flour.
These packages are so hard to open, dude. They're on so purpose. Hard to open. Dude, I know. Impossible. Still, come dude, on, bro.
Anybody going to the Padres this weekend, or are you guys just doing track?
Track.
Yeah, I'm going to do track on Sunday for sure. Probably stop by on Saturday.
I'll be in 122 tonight, great friends.
Yeah, you said you were gonna be at the Padre game tonight.
A little far away, but I think second row, like right next to the field.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, by the way, before I get out of here, hey, women, stop suing Disney. Okay. Emma Stone, apparently Scarlett Johansson.
Why don't you tell Disney to stop breaching their contract?
Why what happened?
And now Emily Blunt. Apparently all three of them are suing Disney.
For what? Yeah.
So Disney Plus does that like early access thing.
Premier access.
You could pay like $30 to watch a movie that is in theaters at the same time.
Which people are doing, by the way.
And all these women
like Black
have
Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow, specifically Black Widow, Cruella, and now this Jungle River movie.
Mm-hmm.
So all these women have language in their contracts where they get a percentage or whatever from ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't get anything from Disney streaming sales.
Yeah. That's how Tom Cruise got so rich, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's how Tom Cruise makes like $70 million a film. Because he makes these Mission Impossible movies, and he makes money off the box office. That's why he. That's why he owns his own production company now. Same thing for Will Smith.
You should be telling Disney to stop doing that. Why are you against that?
I'm going to sue Disney next.
I mean, well, listen.
For breach of contract.
Yeah,
you might as well sue LZ too.
Why am I going to sue him?
I don't know. Come up with something.
Yeah. Well, okay.
How was your week with the guy you were working with?
Clinton Yates.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who he is?
I'll pass.
I know who he is. I've never met him.
I don't know him personally. The radio version of him, the public version of him, I'll pass.
He's on Around the Horn as an occasional contributor. He's on The Jump. No, not The Jump. What's another show that he? I don't know. He's got to deal with ESPN.
Sports Nation.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's it.
That's coming back though.
But you see him on TV, you know, and he's a nice enough guy. He really is. Been very easy to work with. I got to admit, he's been very easy to work with. But it's interesting how, like, you know, you're on an ESPN television show and people do recognize your face. And then you kind of feel like you're a big star. You know, you just like around all these ESPN guys who are on TV, they all must get recognized all the time. So they all kind of think they're big stars. It's just the way it is. Clinton's a nice guy, though. I got to say, I've enjoyed working with him. We got off to a very rocky start, like this is a year ago, because I told him that we had into a whole, don't even ask. You know, Browner, this would be right up your alley. You wouldn't even want to hear about this. So anyway, listen, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the Padres. Browner and I will be up at the track on Sunday.
I need to call you about tomorrow, though.
What about tomorrow?
Because I got to get my brother in.
Well, then call Data. What are you calling me for?
Fool, you told me to call you.
Yeah, because then I'm going to call him.
All right. Cut the middleman out.
Cut the middleman out, man. You don't need
me. My bad, bro.
Just walk up there. Be like, I'm Brown Man. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm in the house.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Get out.